Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's March 29th, 2021, and this is episode 41 of the Context and Clarity podcast. Now, my goal when I record these episodes is to inspire you to start the thought process and hopefully to spur conversation. I really do want to challenge you to think about and explore these topics even deeper, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Hey, happy Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. I've been thinking a lot about the context and clarity themes that we've explored over the past few weeks and how they all tie together. I don't know if I've shared this before, but we build the weekly theme off of our special guest for the week. So it's pretty amazing to see how these themes come together week after week. This week's theme will be no different. But before we get into this week, did you listen to last week's episodes? From our Clubhouse coffee talks that I host every weekday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern on the Clubhouse app, to the Context and Clarity live streams, quite a few people shared great examples of how they use technology as a tool to communicate better and connect better with clients. I was actually a little bit surprised that we didn't talk more about efficiency. I'm actually glad that we didn't now that I think about it. In case you missed any of last week's episodes, let's do a quick recap. On Monday, in episode 36, we kicked off our theme by asking about permanently remote or hybrid practices. Basically, how do we bring 2019 human connection and human collaboration to the firm of the future? That was the real question. Tuesday, in episode 37, we talked about business development and asked how to balance human touch and technology. Automated responses may make your life easier, but your clients are looking for the architect that feels like the right fit. They're not trying to buy architecture off of Amazon.com. On Wednesdays, episode 38, in light of all the technology that's available, from BIM to AR to VR or Zoom to Slack to CRMs, we discussed how to use this technology, these tools to connect on a deeper level and help our clients understand our work and their projects. Then on Thursday, in our simulcast version, Context and Clarity Live, Catherine and I welcomed Brian Kramer to talk about speaking human in a technology-driven world. Brian sparked the human-to-human movement almost 7 years ago now, and I think in light of the last 12 months, his work is even more applicable today than the day he presented the TED Talk that sparked it all. Finally, on Friday's episode 40, we continued our mini-series on digital and social media platforms for architects, and we went a little bit broader by asking, what should you post on social media? I wanted to take that angle because Brian Kramer often talks about a three-dimensional human online presence. Those are my words, not his words. I hope you enjoyed that week of topics as much as I did, and I hope I'm not the only one that feels like being human in a technology-driven world and a technology-driven profession is an important idea for us to talk about. If you missed any of these or you want to dig deeper into any of these topics, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to the episode that you missed. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity and participate in some of the conversations that are going on inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about joining that group and maybe even becoming a part of some of those live conversations. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll be back to our normal daily Context and Clarity conversation format. And we'll begin on a new theme for the week. I'm calling this week's theme, Courage First. I said earlier that these themes are often generated by the topic that we'll cover with our special guest on Thursday. And this week, Catherine and I will talk to Debbie Millman. Debbie's passionate about an idea that she calls courage over confidence. So I think exploring the theme of courage this week will set that conversation up well. With that, today's question is, what are you afraid of? As I think back across my career, I realize that many of the worst stories that I have to tell, they all start with fear. I often tell the story of taking on a client that I knew we shouldn't take because I was afraid that we wouldn't have anything else to work on. We struggled to grow or win opportunities because we were afraid to plant our flag or make the calls that we needed to make. I could even talk about relationships that suffered or even ended because I was afraid to have a difficult conversation. Maybe you've experienced some similar things. So I just listed fear of not having work, a scarcity mindset, basically, fear of making phone calls, I guess fear of rejection, and fear of having difficult, honest conversations. What are you afraid of? What fear is holding you back right now? It pains me to think about what might be different today if it weren't for my own fears. What fears are holding you back right now? This is what we'll discuss in our Context and Clarity conversation today. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.